Mac, a big change is happening at the Quincy Housing Authority recently, so we thought we'd invite Executive Director Jim Morathis back to give us a little update. Good to see you, Jim.
Joe, good to see you again.
Happy summer, right?
Yeah,
it's upon us. Last time we chatted, it's probably last fall, I think, when you stopped over last, or maybe even last summer.
So until we talk
to you again, there'll be a lot of changes that will be happening at the Housing Authority, right?
It has been a lot of changes over the last few years.
Before we talk about that, how long have you been a director now?
I'm going on just about 10 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
You inherited quite a problem housing authority when you first came.
It's had its challenges,
yes,
for sure.
Would you say it's turned around completely?
I would say so, We're operating pretty well and pretty efficiently.
That's good to hear.
Yep.
There were lots of problems, I know, with maintenance issues. And
there were.
Quality of life issues, things like that. So you really had to...
I think we've
kind
got
of
all of
put
that
out the fires first.
At this point. Yeah.
Yeah, over the past 10 years. So where's it going from here?
So big move for us is the formation of Quincy Development Corporation. We formed a nonprofit entity, which is an extension of the Quincy Housing Authority. And we've purchased O'Brien Towers and Pagnano Towers recently. And this year we'll be purchasing Riverview and Drone Apartments, and that will get rid of all the federal public housing and convert it all to Section 8. Through the RAD process.
RAD process is what?
Rental Assistance Demonstration. It's a process where HUD allows the housing authorities to purchase the federal public housing. In the long run, HUD wants to get out of the public housing end of it. They see too much of a capital need going forward in the upcoming years on their properties. So they're enabling housing authorities to set up nonprofits and either partner with another developer or to purchase the properties on their own.
Okay, which is what the Quincy
which is what we're
doing,
right? We're purchasing the properties without a partner. We think that we've invested enough money in them over the last 10 years to really modernize the facilities and put the buildings in really good shape so that we're taking them at a good time.
Yeah, so how many overall units will that give you once the final purchases are
completed? We'll have a total of 900 units under the control of Quincy Development Corp.
Okay, and potential to expand from there?
By creating a nonprofit entity and by taking this out of the hands of HUD, it creates a lot of opportunities for Quincy Development Corporation. Obviously, our money will not be restricted going forward, which it was in the past. So we'll have an opportunity to invest in to build our equity and then to become a partner with the city to really look for opportunities to create new affordable housing.
A developer, right? But specifically a specialized developer for affordable housing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only affordable housing, or could you do market rate housing?
I mean, we really could do anything.
Right.
Given the fact that we're, you know, not under the control of HUD anymore.
Right.
We could invest any way we, you know, the board sees fit.
Yeah.
Obviously, any project would be reviewed by the board and the city, and we'd, you know, discuss any future opportunities that came.
In fact, you have something in your sights already, right?
We do.
Yeah.
So Quincy Development Corp. has been working over the last couple of years knowing that we were going to, you know, take O'Brien Towers, and we've developed and created a plan to build 16 new family affordable units right at the entrance of O'Brien Towers. It'll be called the Residences at Mariners Cove. There'll be 16 family two-bedroom units.
Okay. And what's the timeline for that, Jim, right now?
We hope to go into construction next year.
Is that right?
We got planning board approval. We do have to go before the zoning board, and then we hope to be in the ground in 2025.
Okay. And then right across from Clay Street as well, right?
Right. So Clay Street is a state public housing development. Right now we're in the process that we put out an RFP, and we got four proposals back. We're looking at choosing a developer to partner with the Housing Authority to create 90 new affordable units right in the back of Tobin Towers on the Hancock Street side.
Okay. Property that you've already purchased.
We've owned it.
Okay.
The Housing Authority has owned it.
Okay.
So the legislation passed a law last year enabling housing authorities to dispose of any excess land that they have, and that the Housing Authority could actually keep the capital from that. And rather than having to give it back to the general fund, that money can stay with the Housing Authority.
Okay.
So now it's kind of lucrative for us to look for a partner to do that. And it does two things. One, it gives the Housing Authority some equity. And two, it creates another 90 affordable units for the city, which is fantastic.
Absolutely, yeah. Is this something that Quincy is kind of taking the lead on, do you know, in terms of purchasing federal properties?
The RAD process really is being used throughout the country.
Oh, it is.
I mean, they really want out of the federal public housing business.
Yep.
So A lot, I would say the majority of housing authorities are partnering with developers who are bringing money to the table, but then the housing authority is giving away ownership of the property. So we were fortunate enough to be in a situation where we don't have to do that. So I'm thankful for that.
So you will own them as well as manage them?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
What does all this mean for the residents of the properties?
So the residents pay a portion of their rent as income. They will continue to pay that same portion of rent as they do now. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't change on their part.
Okay.
The only difference is before, the difference between what they paid and what the housing authority received came from HUD in the form of a subsidy through the Federal Public Housing Program. We received capital money every year, and we received subsidy to make up for the difference of what the tenant was paying in rent. So now all those tenants get Section 8 vouchers, and we'll be receiving their portion, the shortage of their portion will be receiving from HUD through the Section 8 program.
Okay.
So it actually increases the rents a little bit, but it increases the rents on not on the tenant's portion. So the tenant still pays the same.
They pay the same.
Correct.
Okay. It's the government actually that will pick up the difference.
Correct.
Okay.
So the tenant really doesn't see any difference, and they shouldn't see any difference in service.
Right.
If anything, they should see an increase in services.
Okay. So, and what does that do now for the development corporation in terms of, you know, revenue stream?
I mean, it opens up the doors for anything. They
right.
can capitalize the asset. They can you know, borrow money against the asset. They can, you know, build future housing. They can invest their money any way that the board sees fit. So,
okay.
it creates a lot of opportunities, really,
sure.
for the city and for Quincy Housing Authority.
Now, remember last time we talked to the Quincy Housing Authority kind of encompasses other communities now too, right?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
so
ones?
We're managing Marshfield,
okay.
Holbrook, Hanson, and Hingham.
Wow. Okay.
In the city of Quincy.
And is the corporation doing the same kind of consolidation there as well
so
as in Quincy?
So Quincy Housing Authority is really the overall managing agent.
Okay.
So think of Quincy Housing Authority more as a manager of property rather than a housing authority.
Okay.
So Quincy Housing Authority manages properties for the state,
mm-hmm.
which is the state public housing end. Now the new RAD buildings, which is O'Brien and Pagnotto, soon to be Riverview and Drouin. And then we manage property for Hingham, Holbrook, Hanson, and Marshfield.
I see.
So no matter who we do work for, we bill them all the same.
Yeah.
And we do the work, you know, the same throughout all the communities. So
okay.
it's really just a managing agent, say, that manages a lot of property. We have 6,500 residents.
Is between all the communities?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're managing right now 6,500 people who are receiving subsidy from Quincy Housing Authority.
Yes.
Either in one of those communities that I named or through the Section 8 program. We have a huge Section 8 program.
Which is the federal program, right, for affordable housing?
So it's the buildings receive subsidy through the Section 8 program,
yeah.
but we also have a whole Section 8 department.
Oh.
So we manage, you know, over 2,000 vouchers. That's people that are out renting from private landlords.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
then
sure.
we're subsidizing the difference.
Okay. So would you, is this one of the larger operations in the state?
Oh, clearly, yeah.
Clearly, yeah.
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably, Boston's the biggest one, probably.
Well, Boston's getting rid of a lot of they're privatizing a lot of their housing.
Oh, okay.
So they're kind of scaling back, and a lot of it's going private with the Boston Housing Authority.
Okay. So in terms of keeping it kind of public then, Quincy really is setting the standard.
Yeah, we're pretty much one of the bigger ones,
yeah.
for sure.
Wow.
Yep.
You brought a whole bunch of pictures with you today.
Thank
you for that.
I did, sure.
Yeah, a little show and tell, because
sure.
pictures say 1,000 words,
they
right?
They do, yep.
Some improvements going on, but first of all, we'll start out with a big cleanup coming up on Wednesday.
So every year, we shut down the Housing Authority one day out of the year, and all the employees, administrative and maintenance, we go and we clean up the shoreline, and we clean up all the properties around Snug Harbor and try to be a good neighbor and do something for the community.
Oh, so not just Housing Authority properties.
Yeah, we pretty much do all of the beach area coming in to Snug Harbor, wrapping all of around by the fire station, Riverview, and O'Brien Towers, and really focus on beach cleanup. And, I mean, in the last years, we've got several tons of trash off the beach in that one day.
I believe it, yeah.
So it's been very successful. We're looking forward to that. We're doing that this Wednesday.
Okay. All volunteers needed, of course.
Well, anybody that wants to volunteer can certainly come and help us out.
Step right up, yeah.
For sure.
So again, Wednesday.
It's a fun day, and then we have lunch for everybody, and it's a good day.
I was going to say, have a pizza party afterwards, so a little incentive there.
There you go. There you go.
And ice cream. It's summertime, right? So we need ice cream.
Yeah, we recently opened up the water park. The water park is now up and running.
Yep.
We had a big out-of-school event for all of the kids down there. We got over 500 kids down there under the age of 12.
Wow.
So we had a big out-of-school event, and the water park was open for it, and we brought in some ice truck, and it was a nice time.
Looks like it was a beautiful day, actually. Speaking of the water park, there we go. There's a picture of it.
Yep.
And this is open what days, Jim?
It's open all the time. It's open down on Taffrail Road. There's a button right in the center of it that starts the water park, and the kids go down there all summer, and they have a blast down there, and it's a huge addition to the Housing Authority.
I would think, especially with the heat wave last week.
Yeah,
I'm sure. It was jammed, I'm sure.
For sure.
Who's this motley crew?
Oh, that's our supportive services staff. They do a great job.
I was going to say, there is an entire crew of people to operate these different functions and these different facilities, right?
Yeah, we have over 100 employees now.
Yeah.
And we've really focused in the last few years on building on the supportive service end. So we have elderly support coordinators, family support coordinators. We're running the FSS program, the ROS program, and really it's been great.
Probably one of the larger employers now in the city, I would guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how we fall.
You're probably right up there, yeah. A monument that a lot of folks will recognize, the Shedd Memorial, right?
Yeah, the Palmer Street Rotary really has, it was a grant that we got from the city a few years back ago. We planted it and re-landscaped it and did the monument over, and now that everything is growing in, now that it's been a couple of years, it's just a great park right there in the center of Palmer Street.
Yep, the hydrangeas are in bloom.
Everything's in bloom. Everything looks beautiful down there right now.
Used to be called Shedd's Neck, you know, before it was Germantown.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Just a little tidbit for a cocktail party.
I prefer Snug Harbor.
But yeah, I think a lot of people do. What are we looking at here?
Oh, that's the bridge down there by the fire station going out to the beach. Yep. There's a beach down there so underutilized. I mean, the beaches down there in Snug Harbor are just so underutilized, and they're so beautiful. They're quiet and sandy, and it's a great spot for people to go.
Absolutely, and it looks like we're going to have the weather to do it too. And gazebos all over.
Yeah. Thanks to the city and community preservation, we've been able to put gazebos at most of the properties, and the elderly folks and the families enjoy getting out of the sunshine, and they've been a nice addition to all the properties.
Nice. What's this here, Jim?
So this is Riverview. This is phase two of the RAD conversion. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be looking at taking ownership of all of Riverview and drone apartments.
Okay. And again, the residents, really the only impact they'll see is the vouchers coming from a different source.
Really. Yeah. Their payment, their additional subsidy will be coming through the Section 8 area of HUD rather than the federal public housing side.
We thought we'd end with a beautiful shot of hydrangeas. Where's this at?
That's Snug Harbor.
Okay.
That's Snug Harbor coming in. Actually, part of the Palmer Street Rotary, I think. There.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
And, you know, I know your crews are out there all the time. Make sure maintenance is top issue. But you have some parking issues, too, you want to talk about.
Yeah. So we recently had a parking policy down in Snug Harbor. We have 600 family units down in Snug Harbor, and we were having a huge problem with illegal boarders.
Really?
So when I say illegal boarders, people don't quite understand what that means, but when the people are renting from the Housing Authority, whether it be the state part of the Housing Authority or the federal side of the Housing Authority, you pay rent based on your income.
Okay.
So if you have people living there and they're not on your lease, there's a huge amount of problems that come from that. One, the other people that are living there illegally aren't contributing towards rent.
Right.
So really, it's fraud because
they're stealing, essentially.
The taxpayers are now paying the bill for them to live there. So because we pay the utilities, water, sewer, lights, you know, gas, all of that is put on the taxpayers because we're not collecting rent from the people who are living there illegally. The second issue is we do quarry checks on all of our tenants so that we make sure that our tenants are safe.
Yes.
And when you bring people in that are not going through the quarry check, oftentimes those people have criminal records, and those people become the biggest problem for the city, for the police department, for the housing authority, for destruction to the property, to problems with the neighbors. So we now have a policy that if you do not have a resident sticker, between the hours of midnight and 6 a.m., your car is towed if you're
right?
on Quincy Housing Authority property.
Okay.
So it makes it so that anyone that's staying there between the hours of midnight and 6, they either have a sticker or their car gets towed, or they apply for a visitor's pass, which we administer out of the office, out of the maintenance office.
Okay.
But it's really in an effort to keep the people that live down there safe.
Yes.
Without knowing who's living there, it puts the residents at risk.
Yeah, yeah. So when does this policy take effect?
It took effect at the beginning of the year. We've already towed over 150 vehicles.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Well, I guess, and it also gives the legitimate residents an avenue to take some action, right, if they know that there's something improper going on.
I mean, also it reduces down traffic in the area. I mean, like I said, you got a water park down there, you got, you know, recreational parks, you got the park down in Riverview, and you got over 500 kids walking around, and there was an extra 100 cars a night there that didn't belong there, and that creates a lot of hazards for the kids when they're all parking, double parked on the streets, and you can't get emergency vehicles through. And
yes.
I mean, the reasons are endless.
Yes, yeah, it brings up a whole host of issues, certainly. You can't stop folks who don't have a car, you know, that are living there improperly.
Right.
But it's a good start, I suppose, right?
It sure is, yeah.
What else going on at the different facilities in terms of...
Really just focusing on, you know, taking care of the deficiencies and making sure that the properties are kept up. And we're doing a lot of transferring right now. There was a lot of people living down in Riverview who were overhoused. And where we're switching to RAD and we're converting to RAD, it's very important that we put the right people in the right units.
So, I see what you mean.
In other words, people are aging in place.
Yes.
And what's happening is you have somebody who had a family and they were occupying a four-bedroom unit, and really they could be in a two-bedroom unit or a one-bedroom unit.
Yep.
Now with the RAD conversion, it's time to really move all those folks out. So we've been doing a lot of shuffling and putting people into the right size units that they belong in, so that we can create opportunities for other people that need to be housed.
Efficient use of space, right? It's
exactly.
So important,
especially at a time like this when the list is so long, and there's
I was just going to ask about
so
the
many
list.
People that need to be housed.
Yeah, how many and how long right now, Joe?
Right now we have like 26,000 people on the waiting list, but the waiting list is kind of different now, though, because the state manages the waiting list. It's, it's a statewide waiting list.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's not really time-based anymore.
Yeah.
It's not when you applied. So a lot of people come in and they say, well, how long is it going to be before I get housed?
Of course, yeah.
Well, there isn't really a time anymore. It's not time-specific.
Yeah.
So it's based on priorities now.
Oh.
So homelessness, domestic violence, it has a scaling process that it goes through. So you could be next on the list, but tomorrow,
you could be
across
off.
The state, 300 people could apply that became homeless.
Yeah.
Those homeless folks are going to take priority over local preference, and this is on the state side.
Yep, I understand.
On the federal side, we're able to manage that a little differently.
Okay. And it also, it's not location specific, right? I mean, if something
it's statewide.
Comes up in like Athol or something, you could be eligible for that.
Right. It depends on what boxes they checked on their application.
Right.
So when they apply under the new system, CHAMP,
yes.
When they apply under CHAMP, they're able to check off the communities that they're interested in.
Okay.
The problem is a lot of these people are desperate for housing, and when they go on the application, they just check all the boxes.
Right.
Well, now you're going to start receiving all kinds of screening materials
from all over the state.
From, you know, 60 different housing authorities.
Yep.
And the people get overwhelmed. Yep. I mean, I'm not a fan of the new CHAMP system, obviously, but we'll continue to use it as we're supposed to.
As the state mandates, right?
That's it.
Anything else we'd like to let folks know about right now, Jim?
I think that's it.
Okay, come to the cleanups Wednesday.
Come to the cleanup on Wednesday.
Yeah, and enjoy pizza afterwards.
That's it.
We'll see you in the splash pardon.
You will. You will.
Thanks for coming over.
All right, thanks for having us.
Sure thing.